we timed that just right to go this morning. So there's men who have been driving all night long, trying to drive from one side of the country to the other. And he was in a hurry, had to get to his destination on time. He was really tired from driving all night. So finally he decided he was going to pull over on the side of the road somewhere, find a nice spot to take a nap. So he did. So he finds this nice little road and he lays down, kicks his seat back, and begins to doze off. And not 5 minutes into his nap, somebody, a jogger, comes by. And a jogger knocks on his window and says, sir, do you know what time it is? And he says, it's 8:05. Thank you, sir. The jogger runs by. So he dozes back off. And 5 minutes later, and he's just about to fall asleep, another jogger runs by, knocks on his door. Sir, do you know what time it is? It's 8:15. Thank you, sir. Runs by. He looks in his rearview mirror to realize that he's parked on the jogging path. The jogger's coming up. So he decides that he's going to take this piece of cardboard and he writes a note on it and sticks it on his back window that says, I do not know the time. So he finally falls asleep again. He's just about to close up. And somebody laughs on his window. Sir, it's 8:35. Sabbath is not a suggestion. It's a commandment. A of God. God commands us, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Find that time. Find that every Sabbath day, that Sabbath day, to be holy, to give back to God. My favorite prayer in the prayer book is a prayer for the evening. When I was in seminary, we had evensong every night, 5:30. It was always what I did right before going to dinner, before going to the library to study. And our dean would say this prayer every single night at the end of evensong. It's a prayer for the evening. It says, Lord, support us all the day long, until the shadows lengthen and the busy world is hushed, and the evening comes, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. Sometimes life and the busyness of life never really seems to stop, does it? I mean, we now go to sleep with our cell phones sitting right next to our nightstand. We wake up. Sometimes the first thing you do is turn off the alarm and check your emails, look and see if anybody's texting you. Sometimes the busy world never seems to be hushed. The nice thing about this prayer for me is that it reminds me that every day has an end. There's a time for quiet, to reconnect with God. And what I love the most about what this prayer calls us into is holy rest. Not just a break to sit in front of the TV and veg out for 4 hours at the end of the day, or to fill your quiet time with some other busyness, but to have holy rest, to reconnect with God. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal a month ago called The Case for the Do-Nothing Summer. And in this article, Ian talks about having teenage kids, and his kids, at the beginning of the school year, go back and there's this big forum where everybody talks about what they did all summer. And all these kids come back and they talk about these amazing things, going to science camps, singing in a choir, visiting all these different churches for a week, doing all kinds of exciting, fun things. But apparently the teacher who was leading this said, next year we're going to have two forums. We're going to have one forum called This Is What I Did This Summer. We're going to have another forum called This Is What I Didn't Do Last Summer. Encouraging more kids to find time to just be. Not to run and do more stuff. I mean, we're really glad you all are here. After this, go home and do nothing for a while. Enjoy your summer. But there's something important about holy rest. It's a commandment. That whether you find it in a summer vacation, or at the end of a busy week, or even just at the end of a busy day, find time for holy rest. Because as Jesus reminds us, especially for those of us who are caught in the Christian life, who are caught to seek out and help others in our world that are in need, those needs never stop. Every time you open your paper, there's somebody else who needs Christian witness. There's somebody else who needs the presence of Christ in their lives. There's somebody who needs you as part of the body of Christ, as part of the community of the church, and as an individual to reach out. But you can't do that if you're not rested. If Jesus, the Son of God, light from light, true God from true God, needed his rest, guess what? We do too. In this summer season, find time to step back at the end of your day, on the Sabbath day of the week. Find your holy rest, that God may make